from the El Pacifico Yacht Club in Southern California, this is Impeachment Roundtable with Jim Swoboda. Hello and welcome to our Impeachment Roundtable. This is Jim Swoboda. I know you're not familiar with me as much as you might be of the other principals here in the Phil Henry Show, but I am a political writer. I bag groceries for probably most of my 51 years. I was working at both the Alpha Beta stores before they went out of business. I was at Albertsons, but I bag groceries. I put groceries in boxes. I took groceries to cars. Sometimes I delivered those groceries on a bicycle because I had had a number of DUIs that forbade me from driving an automobile without a proper permit, obviously. So you would say I've had a very undistinguished life in my professional dealings, but as a writer, as a thinker, as an observer of the political scene, I think that I have got as good an eye on what's going on as anybody else. What we're seeing today here, and by the way, we are netcasting a show here from the El Pacifico Yacht Club in Southern California, the El Pacifico Yacht Club in El Pacifico, California, near the studios of the Phil Henry Show. I'm Jim Swoboda. I'm working on a book right now called Get the Popcorn Ready, because this is going to be a lot of fun watching this impeachment proceeding. And why do I say that? What you have here is the clown act of the United States Congress, and that is the clown act of the House of Representatives. Both Democrats and Republicans, okay, have dealt with this impeachment process, have dealt with the information, with the evidence, have dealt with it like a collection of inebriated clowns. If you could take Wingling is the name of the, is that the name of the clowns?
Well, I think it's Ringling Brothers.
I thought it was Wingling Brothers, but if you're saying it.
No, it's not Wingling Brothers.
All right, Ringling Brothers, if you took the entire clown class of 2019 from the Ringling or Wingling Brother Clown Academy, they would not be able to do as good a job turning these proceedings into the high comedy act that it has become. And then you take that and you meld it with the reality of what's happening to the country, and that is that the country is stalled still with these impeachment proceedings. There's no real progress being made politically. And as a result of that, and forgive me, I think I just slobbered slightly, didn't I?
I did hear it, yeah.
I think I went, okay, so we can cut that out of the tape. So the slobbering, although, is key, because that's what you're hearing. What you see is this cabaret of clowns and of fools and pranksters, and they're going to be careening soon into the reality of America, which is a slobbering, hulking zombie, really. It is, if you can take the worst slobbering, drooling, dripping, puking zombie you've ever seen in, let's say, for instance, if you've ever seen that, if you take the worst slobbering zombie you saw in Walking Dead, and you collided that thing up against the silly, stupid clod clown, it's not even a clown. What the Congress has done is the combination of a clod and a clown. God, I wish I knew. But you careen the sliming, slobbering zombie that is the reality of America up against so many things in terms of climate and everything else, and then slam that into the, you call it a cloud, that's it. That's exactly what a clod and a clown combined, or a cloud. You slam the sliming, slobbering zombie of America's reality into the cloud of the clown act that is the impeachment proceedings, and you have a sliming, laughing thing. I don't know that there's anything more terrifying than a laughing slob of slime and death. Something with fangs and poison dripping from its talons, but it's laughing hysterically because its own fly is open, revealing what should be a penis.
You want to take it again?
No, I don't want to take it again. My name is Jim Swoboda, and I'm here from the El Pacifico Yacht Club, and we'll be right back here. This is Impeachment Roundtable, and we'll be right back. This is Impeachment Roundtable. We'll be right back. And welcome back now to Impeachment Roundtable with Jim Swoboda. From the El Pacifico Yacht Club in Southern California, I'm Jim Swoboda, and I'm here for Phil Henry and the rest of his gang. as we talk about this impeachment proceeding, the articles of impeachment. Not today in Washington. As I mentioned, we have a slob of a... We've got a slob, and that's what I call it. My book is called, by the way, Get the Popcorn Ready. It's time for, you know, the impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, I don't necessarily believe that that this impeaching the president's a good thing. I'm just saying from the objective standpoint, what we're looking at here is a proceeding that is a monstrosity. And if it is allowed to continue as it is, it should, a flamethrower should be turned on it. I'm sure we remember any horror movie, if you got some ghoulish mutant that is both walking and limping towards you because one of its limbs is malformed from the mutation. This, I can't emphasize enough. That's what we have here in this impeachment proceeding. But then combine that with the funniest man you've ever seen and give him makeup. That would be, for instance, for me, that would be George Carlin in clown makeup with a big bright nose. Just meld him with the hulking, sliming slob. This is meld him in with a slobbering, sliming clown. And sliming face. Meld him in with that, and what have you got? You've got a thing. I don't even want to. That's what these impeachment proceedings are. All right, Ray Corneal is on the phone. He's the Commodore here of the El Pacifico Yacht Club, and he is joining us from his home in Peterborough, California. Ray, what am I saying here that's wrong?
I don't think there's anything you're saying that's wrong. I think everything you're saying is right, and I think it's needed to be said for quite some time. Whether you agree with the impeachment of the president or whether you do not, I think everyone should sit back and look at the slimy, that's what I keep coming back to, Larry. It is, it's slime.
By the way, my name is Jim, by the way.
Okay, that's all righty, Jim. But we don't really know each other, do we?
No, we don't. We were going to pretend like we do, but you kind of...
I blew it. The slimy, the ghoul, oh, man.
Well, but to speak from your heart.
Well, if I was to speak from my heart, I'd say... I have been 86 from my own yacht. I'm a Commodore of that yacht club, and they 86 me because I didn't pay the bar tab. Now, whatever.
And that's Ray Corneal there. Had a technical difficulty there. There are a great many observers of the impeachment proceedings, and why they come from the right, they come from the left. Sit down, stand up, fight, fight, fight. That's what I want to say. Give me, go to the right, go to the left, sit down, stand up. It doesn't rhyme, but you know, fight, fight, fight. And that's American politics. But this is different. This is an impeachment proceeding. Every walk of life is affected. Now, we have a very interesting man here, I'm told. His name is Chris Norton. He is a frequent contributor on the Phil Hendry Show. I have not met this young man. He's going to join us here from his home in Redondo Beach, California. And I'm very grateful. Chris, thank you for joining us. Oh, did we get... all right, so Ray's called back, too. I'll get both these guys, yeah, put them back on. Well, I told him, yeah, he was disconnected because of some language. Yeah. Hi, Chris, how are you? This is Jim Swoboda.
Oh, hey, it's nice to talk to you.
And to get to, and Ray, we got you back, buddy, okay?
All right, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mention my problems there with the yacht club, but I want everyone to know, you know, that I'm the Commodore there.
All right, we've got that established. Hey, Chris... I know you're not political, but you're looking to get more political with your burgeoning career, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's important, you know. I do produce adult films, and I also star in them occasionally, not often. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead. Yeah, go right ahead there, Commodore.
Oh, sure, yeah, go ahead. You're Chris, right? Yes, sir. All right, now, Chris... When you say you're in adult films and you perform in them, you have sex with women on the screen.
Well, yes, I do. But as a director, the only reason why I do that is as I'm directing it.
But just so we're clear, you have sex with women on the big on the wide screen.
Well, yeah, you just say that.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't do it as a rule, but only because of the fact that if I'm directing a scene that suddenly I feel hot, you know, it looks good, then I'll say, you know, let's just, you know, I'll jump in and I'll, you know, yeah, because sometimes you just got to do it, you know.
So you get to pick and choose at the moment in the movie when you decide, hey, I think I might want to tag that, as you young people say. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it, yeah.
By God, that is something. Isn't it? You know, it's a crazy world, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
All right, well, we can agree it's a crazy world there, Commodore. So what, is that all you wanted to observe?
Well, you know, what I'd like to say is this. And Chris said,
well, I wasn't allowed to say...
Oh, you're right, yeah, go ahead.
I apologize, Chris. Yeah, it's on you.
I just want to say that what I want to do with my career is I want to combine the direct connection of adult films and the SES, you know, the strong sexual drive and energies. You know, if I'm sitting there and I have, excuse me for saying, if I have an erection, like, pretty much all the time, and now I hear about Trump, I want to do something. Generally, I'll just go and I'll have sex. But I want to be able to do something else.
What about masturbation?
Wow.
All right, can we keep this a little bit clean there, Commodore, okay?
Well, that, no, you're asking me. Forget it.
Oh, well, that's a valid question.
So you do believe it's a valid question?
Yeah, I think it's valid. Look, I would say that it's sort of disgraceful for someone who is as good-looking as me. Because I'm very good-looking, and women want to have sex with me. Total strangers. Women will just want to have, will want to have it. Okay?
Yeah, no, I understand.
So it would be a disgrace for me to go home and just geek it and, you know, just to spank it and thank it. What we say.
Wait, what do you call it again?
I say when you go home to masturbate, it's more like spank it and thank it. You know,
spank it and thank it, huh? Let me tell you something. now you've got me angry. Well, can I finish the political point I was going
to
make?
The young man wanted to continue.
All right, okay, he can make his point, but God, I just
want to say, if I got to go home and spank it and thank it, I might as well just say, all right, I'm cashing in my adult film career, and I'm going to sit around and watch Donald Trump. You know, get peached or anything, but so I have the need to SS because Trump, you know.
Well, what's Trump giving you the erection that you need to go home to spank and thank? See, I'm not trying to be funny here, Chris.
Well, you're not being funny. You're being insulting.
Well, listen. If look at, I am the Commodore of this yacht club, and earlier they hung up on me because I said that I owed the club money because I hadn't paid my bar tab. Okay, fair enough. But most of my life, God help me, is it spent
masturbating?
Yes, it is. And when you said that you call that spank it and thank it,
you feel like you are having sex with someone.
I do. And so I say, thanks very much, Commodore.
Oh, you're having sex with your own, like your hand represents you?
Yes.
All right, well, I think we've reached the end of this conversation here.
Well, I didn't want to gross anybody out.
No, I understand because of the nature of the films that I do. You know, Captain Commodore.
I tell you what, Chris, we've hung up on the Commodore, and we put him on hold, actually, and we're going to be talking to him later about, you know, a little bit better decorum.
Oh, I saw. Okay.
We do want to bring on here, though, Dean Wheeler of the... no, it's not Dean. It is Larry Grover of the... conservatives of Kern County. Chris, would you call yourself a conservative or a liberal?
I'm not sure.
A liberal would be someone who believes in women's rights and believes in, let's say a liberal believes in abortion and liberals believe in national health care. What do you believe?
Well, I'm probably more of a conservative, in that sense, because I don't believe abortion.
You do not believe in abortion?
No, I don't. Are you talking about, like, if you screw a job up or something, like it's an abortion?
No, I'm talking about the termination of a fetus inside the mother's body. Larry, are you still there, Chris?
Yeah, I am. I'm just processing what you just said. That's not what I meant at all.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You should go for it. I mean, I recognize some people would be... But I thought you meant, like, abortion, like, the job you're doing is an abortion on toast or something like that.
No, I'm not. I'm saying abortion as in the actual definition. Let me get this Larry Grover, right? Larry from Conservatives of Kern County.
Let me let me talk to this, because I know Chris, it's Larry Grover.
Yeah.
Hey, you know something, if you don't mind, Jim.
Well, I'm just going to say this is Jim. I'm Jim Swoboda, and this is Larry Grover.
Yeah. You know, you have some pair on you. You got a real decent pair. To say that, I didn't know what you meant by that. I thought you meant that, like, the job you're doing painting my garage door is an abortion. And you think people are going to buy that, huh?
I'm not. I swear to God.
Oh, come on, man. You know as well as I do what is meant by that. And you rip in your risk presenting.
You sound like Donald Trump. He can't say mononymous or anything.
What? Listen, Chris. Most of them...
Why don't we stop yelling?
But this kid, and liberals do this all the time. Oh, I didn't understand the question. Yes, you understand the question very, very surely. You understand that abortion is the termination of a human life while it's still in the mother's body, and it's not a bad job that someone did, you know, babysitting.
Well, I mean, if that's it, I do apologize, but I think, we can agree to disagree on that one.
What do you... Agree to disagree? See, this is the dishonesty that is brought to the argument by the liberals. Now, I want to weigh in here.
All right. Larry Grover from Conservatives, Kern County. Go ahead.
Yeah. How many times are you going to... Is he still here?
Yeah, I'm here. I get to talk.
Oh. What I wanted to say, is he going to get to comment?
Yes, this is a round table, you know.
A round table. What I want to say is this. I think that President Trump has been badly served.
When they're Quinlan Pro?
Quinlan Pro? Who is that?
That was the guy they were saying that was going to be there.
Who was...
No, quid pro quo. Quidman pro is that there's no such person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, this is what we get when you bring this guy on, Norton. All he does all day long is either spank it and thank it, as he just said, or he's actually having sex with a real woman for one of his bad movies, or he's not making movies. He's just actually what the guy does is he goes into a garage 5 days a week, has sex or masturbates, and then leaves. And doesn't do anything else, doesn't make movies.
You know something, you don't know that for a fact.
Oh, yes, I do, because you haven't... Have you made one movie?
We just did now come in. We're in a final cut for Restaurant Mountain.
Oh, yeah, right. That was the first movie. You said you had that thing done a year ago. That's the part that I don't like.
Let me ask him, Larry. How do we know you're not just angry because you're jealous of the life that this young man has?
Oh, yeah, there's a good question.
Oh, yeah, right. Jealous of what? What are you talking about?
Jealous of the fact I'm half sass. I have sass. I'm roped off. Any woman that I reject goes to the Gorgonzola pit. And I invited you, Larry, and you should be honest to the audience. I invited you 3 weeks ago, man. I said you could sit and stake out the Gorgonzola pit, and you have the drippings. You know,
I could have the drippings. Do you hear how this man speaks about women?
What did you say?
What did I say when?
What did you say to me when I said you could go to the Gorgonzola pit and take the drippings?
I said...
You said you would.
I said I would go down there and sit in the Gorgonzola pit and hand out silverware.
Yeah, see, you said you'd go down there and you'd see what there was to what you called, you see what there was to sniff up. Meanwhile, you'd be handing out silverware and napkins.
I said I'd hand out silverware and napkins in the Gorgonzola pit.
So you were down at the Rusty Pelican where Chris hangs out, is that right?
Yes, I was at the Rusty Pelican. See, this is, again, what the liberals do.
Here's what happened. I invited him to come over to the Rusty Pelican. I'd be roped off. Okay. And Beef Heathen was roped off. God rest his soul. We just lost Beef Heathen at the age of 51. You know?
Oh, who cares?
Okay. Wow, dude.
Well, I mean, a man died.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry, Beef.
And so Beef Heathen there. And Larry, they're not going to rope his stool off. So I said, Larry, go down to the Gorgonzola pit and hand out napkins and four-end silverware. And I said, anything down there that, you know, you can sop up anything down there you can sop up with a piece of bread, go for it.
Yeah, you hear that? That's how he refers to women. Something I'm going to go down there and sop up with a piece of bread. That, you know, is so insulting and so denigrating and so degrading that it denigrates and degrades.
Yeah, that's what it does.
All right. Well, Larry, thank you very much. Larry? Larry Grover, thank you very much.
I think he left.
All right. Chris, I thank you for...
Thank you very much for having me on. I had to go find Mother. I didn't know where she was, okay? You know, it's one thing. I'm looking at the Gorgonzola Pit as a place where my mother...
Oh, you think your mother's going to get sopped up with a piece of bread?
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry Grover. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, longtime Donald Trump supporter, and you're on with Chris Norton, unless you got to get going, Chris.
I do sort of have to split because I do sort of have to split.
All right, well, we'll let you go, and we'll bring Bobby Dooley in here and have her at it here on the impeachment roundtable. Bobby, that was Chris Norton. Did you hear that conversation?
Yes, I heard it. It's pretty typical for him, anyway.
Bobby, you've long admired President Trump. What do you think about this impeachment?
I think it is exactly what Mr. President said it was, that they don't like him as the President of the United States. And they are, and they're going to vote on him and have him be they'll vote on him and they'll vote thumbs down on that.
Yeah.
Now, I know you. Your husband there, Steve, is there. Do you share the same opinion, Mr. Dooley?
Yeah, I do. I think they have a president. He got elected by the election of the people, and now...
And now what they're doing...
Now
what they're doing is they're saying, you know what, on second thought, no, we don't want you. And I think that that is injurious, not just to the president. It's injurious to the feelings, you know, of the president. And... That's
injurious to the feelings of the president when you say, yes, we vote for you, no, we don't want you.
Right. And so, and that's ridiculous. If you voted for him, then yes, you do want him.
Well, there are people who still want him, and they don't want him to be impeached.
Well, I understand that. But they say that the majority of people now want him impeached. And I'm saying to them, what's your major malfunction? You voted for him, stick with him through the thick and the thin.
Yeah.
This is Jim Swoboda. I've written a book called Get the Popcorn Ready, The Impeachment of Donald Trump. It's kind of a guide to, you know, what to look for during the impeachment.
Do we get a copy of that for appearing on the show?
If you'd like, yeah, we'd be happy to give you a copy of that. Let me have you hang in there for just a minute, Bobby, and we'll get Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Bob, it's very funny. You had a very funny series of tweets today on Twitter. It didn't have anything to do with impeachment, but it had to do with gender reveal parties. Bob Green, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
Did you had those tweets about gender reveal?
Yeah, I did, Larry, or Jim. What is your name again? I forget.
My name is Jim Swoboda.
Jim. I did. I said that we have all the foods, all the fixings for your gender reveal party. And we've got something that's called the Kingdom of Cheese, which is a cheese platter that we invite people to pick up if they're having a party. We also have the cold cut, the world of cold cuts. And then I said, for your gender reveal party. But then I made the joke. I said, I got your gender reveal party swinging.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Who's that? That's Bobby Dooley.
We've got Bobby Dooley here.
We got Bobby Dooley here. I don't.
Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, you don't remember us? Mr. Green, we come into your store when we're on our way to beach.
I don't remember you, no. Anyway, getting back to what I was going to say,
we just thought that was really cute. You know, I got your gender reveal party swinging.
Thank you. All right, well, I guess I'm going to go now.
Well, why do you want to leave?
Well, if I got to share the...
We're here stating our support for President Trump, okay?
All right, well, now that's something I can... I support the president 100%, and I think that... If he's playing it tough with the Ukrainians and he's telling them, listen, you either come clean and give us what we want, or guess what? We got an 80 megaton light show for you. Okay?
Well, that's threatening. That's threatening over a political issue. You can't do that. It's not legal.
Who says it's not legal?
See, that's the thing that I've been trying to figure out. Who says it's not legal?
Yeah. Who says it's not legal?
The laws. The law says it's not legal to ask a foreign government for some assistance or for some help in exchange for a favor. Okay?
Well, that's not a favor. You're just saying, I'm going to drop an atomic bomb on you. Now, I guess you could be saying, do me the favor of not having to come in and clean up what I'm about to do to you. You know?
That's a good point.
I will. That is very controversial, too. I have to say that.
How we feel and everything.
That is, that's the Dooleys there. And Robert Green joining us from Fraser Foods. As a, would you say, Bob, you're conservative in all things?
I'd say that I'm, are they gone?
Yes, they are.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I got to tell you that when I hear that woman's voice, two things happen to me. I get aroused, and I know you don't want to talk about that, and I'm sorry I brought it up, but I do get aroused, but then I hate myself. I'm revolted. I brought that up.
We don't need to talk about this. This program is on. It's a family hour.
All right.
Are more conservative, less conservative?
I'd say I'm very liberal. I'm very, except I do not believe in, and I think I'm being very clear, I'm extremely liberal when it comes to most issues. I don't believe in race mixing, but I believe everyone should be equal.
Now, what do you mean by race mixing?
I just don't believe that blacks and whites should date.
Do you believe they can get married?
Well, how do they get married if they can't date? Now, one of the areas, and this is going to sound bad.
Well, people would say you're a racist, which would not make you a liberal.
Oh, is that what they would say? Well, I think they should be allowed to have sex.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Well, you know.
This is not going the way I wanted it to. I don't know. I got to get out of here. I really do. Is Henry here? He's not here.
Hey, where are you going?
I got to get out of here.
All right, the guy left. This is Dan Stevens, and I'm a tech for Phil Henry. Hello? Hello?
Is Dan?
Yeah, hey, bud, nobody's here.
Well, what are you doing? You on air?
I'm talking in the mic, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, get out of there, man. Get out of there. Just get out of there. Hello? Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? Hello? Okay, this is Bud Dickman, and you've been listening to... This is Bud Dickman, you've listened to Impeachment Roundtable. Dan? Dan?
Yeah?
Play some music. Play music!
Okay, wait.
Play it! Play it! Executive Producer Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
The previous show was recorded because the original show we recorded sucked, and this one did too. Brown Co.